Four of five wastewater treatment plants and chemical and industrial facilities in the United States pollute waterways beyond what their federal permits allow, according to government data compiled by an environmental group. The average excess was 10 times what the permit required, according to the report made by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, PIRG. Joe Mardiak, spokesman of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, said the report exaggerates the risks, for example, by calculating facilities' performances monthly rather than every 6 months as the Environmental Protection Agency does. He said some violations are due to circumstances like stormwater runoff or equipment upgrades that are unintentional.
Yes, there's still room for work to be done, but it is not a terrible situation as the report would have you believe,
Mardiak said. A spokesman for operators of publicly owned sewage treatment plants is doubtful about some of the report's conclusions.
This notion that you can simply enforce everything away is simply untrue,
said Adam Krantz of the Association of Metropolitan Sewerage Agencies.
We are the protectors of the Clean Water Act. We are not polluters.
Releases of the worst toxic chemicals, those known or suspected to cause cancer and other serious health effects, averaged 8 times more than is permitted under the Clean Water Act, the report said. The report, released a day ahead of the 30th anniversary of the Clean Water Act, found that 81%, or 5,116 of 6,332 major facilities, exceeded their permits at least once between 1999 and 2001, and 262 major facilities exceeded their permits for at least 10 reporting periods during that time. Four of five wastewater treatment plants and chemical and industrial facilities in the United States pollute waterways beyond what their federal permits allow, according to government data compiled by an environmental group. The average excess was 10 times what the permit required, according to the report made by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, PIRG. Joe Mardiak, spokesman of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, said the report exaggerates the risks, for example, by calculating facilities' performances monthly rather than every 6 months as the Environmental Protection Agency does. He said some violations are due to circumstances like stormwater runoff or equipment upgrades that are unintentional.
Yes, there's still room for work to be done, but it is not a terrible situation as the report would have you believe,
Mardiak said. A spokesman for operators of publicly owned sewage treatment plants is doubtful about some of the report's conclusions.
This notion that you can simply enforce everything away is simply untrue,
said Adam Krantz of the Association of Metropolitan Sewerage Agencies.
We are the protectors of the Clean Water Act. We are not polluters.
Releases of the worst toxic chemicals, those known or suspected to cause cancer and other serious health effects, averaged 8 times more than is permitted under the Clean Water Act, the report said. The report, released a day ahead of the 30th anniversary of the Clean Water Act, found that 81%, or 5,116 of 6,332 major facilities exceeded their permits at least once between 1999 and 2001, and 262 major facilities exceeded their permits for at least 10 reporting periods during that time.